I am here at the 2013 Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida, and in the BASF booth. And we just had a nice scholarship presentation. And I'm standing with Dusty Tallman, Vice President of the National Wheat Foundation. Dusty, you guys just started a new scholarship, and I'm standing here with recipients. Tell me a little bit about this scholarship award you guys just presented to them.
Well, it's a Minori scholarship. Jerry Minori worked for BASF and was a great advocate for the wheat industry and worked very closely with National Wheat Association. And so due to his loss a year ago, the BASF started a scholarship in his name, and we are very proud to present it to these four individuals.
What opportunities do you hope to give these students?
Well, hopefully it just helps get them through school, and they have to be involved in agriculture, and we think that's very important for them to be involved with agriculture. There's not too many young people going into that field, and so that's what we stressed with our scholarship application.
Well, let's meet the scholarship recipients. First here is Garrett Reese, and tell me a little bit about your background in agriculture and what you're hoping to do with this scholarship.
My name's Garrett Reese, and I'm from Weskin, Kansas, and that's located in the north central part of Kansas. And there we have a farm and ranching business. I'm currently a sophomore at Butler Community College, where upon graduation in May, I plan on attending K-State University and majoring in agronomy.
Agronomy degree. What do you hope to do with that? Go back to the family farm?
I'm not really certain. I do like the location of north central Kansas, but not exactly sure what branch I want to take yet, and hope to get a few jobs here in the future to help me with that decision.
Next in line, we have Joshua Dooling. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish with this scholarship.
I plan on accomplishing the rest of my four-year degree as an Oregon State student. I will receive a degree in ag science with a double minor in business and crop, and then I plan on returning home and being the fourth generation farmer for our farm in Central Oregon.
Well, congratulations. I hope good luck to the future. Next, we have Morgan Perez. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish with the scholarship.
I also hope to finish my four-year degree as an ag technology and production management major at WSU, Washington State University. And I plan on going back to the farm and dryland wheat farmer, and hoping someone will help me do that.
Congratulations. John, tell us a little bit about your future.
Well, I am currently a senior at Wilbur High School in Eastern Washington. I'm a fourth-generation farmer, wheat and cattle ranch farmer, and I hope next year to go to Oklahoma State University and study ag communications and minor in animal science.
Wonderful. What do you hope to do with your animal science and ag communications degree?
To begin with, I hope to be able to promote agriculture through various forms of the media and then eventually return home to the family farm.
Well, congratulations to all these recipients. Once again, standing in the BASF booth here at the 2013 Commodity Classic.